Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. And tonight we have our birthday party. And get the cake and ice cream and desserts and the drizzles on your stuff, or maybe a salad. So we'll be doing that later on in the program here. We're seeing people who are born this month, which is May, a birthday party. So happy birthday. Let's start off with clearing the date. So the date today is May 7th, 2016. And if you're tied into the numbers at all with that, or mind control patterns, which is what actually happens, we'll clear that. So here we go. Remember, the days are kind of recycle. The dates recycle, I should say, which would be the days also. But what happened a year ago on this day and going back to the get-go, all that energy is basically maybe on top of you, ready to come in if you connect to something. And that's how the dark side works. It seems to be a very simple plan for them, highly effective, because once that date is there, they can just copy and paste it onto another year. And, gee, it's just so much easier, you know, looking at how they work things. So let's clear this date. So releasing this energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you may want to, like I say, Google the date, which would be May 7th, 2016, unless you're listening overseas or someplace, and it's actually the 8th. So I'll kind of clear that for you, too, everybody, in case you happen to be overseas right now. So clearing that, the day of 5-8-2016. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's clear away from you programs. So think of one of your programs that you have, which would be a thought form, which could be also an anxiety or emotional situation, something like that, because they're all programs. I think if you've been listening for a while here on the program's BBS radio station, not using the word program there again, you know that everything recycles, and you're running programs as you have these thoughts, and the programs are on timelines. So we're going to take the timeline that you're thinking about now that is a concern for you and releasing that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we're going to bring up the light beams, and then we're going to clear away the aliens out of your room, out of yourself. Different energy now after the call today. Anyway, here we go. Bringing up the light beams. Could be on your TV, could be on your monitor, could be on your cell phone. So we're going to activate the light beam or light beams for you to bring you peace. We use the word stronger to enhance the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And here we go. Let's get rid of aliens that are with you, around you, through you, listening, wanting to get out of here. Well, this is their bus ticket. So one way, can't ever return here again. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So if you're on our special call today, the malfunctioning alien hardware, Android stuff, if you wanted to give us a little information about what you experienced, send that to the chat room here, clsquestions@yahoo.com. There's another address, too, I think. I'll just put an on to direct you to that. It'd be very interesting to have some comments. It was quite a call. So back to you, Ann.
Hi, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. It was quite a call. It really wiped me out. And for those of you who are on it, I'm sure that you agree it was very, very powerful. And Ron is considering doing it again, possibly on the 21st of May, and we'll let you know if that becomes definite. You actually did say, Ron, at the beginning of the call that it might need two more sessions, so I guess we'll decide after the next one if you want to do another one after that. But for now, you could pencil in the 21st of May, which is another Saturday. If you're a new listener, welcome, and we will explain more about what we did this morning on the call. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. If you want to reach us here for comments and questions to be read on the radio show, you send your email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's really the best one that reaches the co-hosts. And then if it's something for Ron, that is creationlightship@yahoo.com. So I just wanted to say, Ron, I have three pictures of the light beings up in front of me. And you mentioned a couple of weeks ago that one of the things that happened with your big energy shift and then the aliens leaving the planet, that the energies have changed and intensified. And I'm really noticing that all three of these light beings look very different now from each other. I hadn't really noticed that before. Like their noses and eyes are slightly different as I go from right to left and look at them. So that's interesting, because I know a lot of other people said that they noticed a change in how the light beings look.
That's because I turned off the energy, okay? It wasn't necessarily the alien humans leaving. I shut down source energy to the planet for 15 minutes, and that's what did the reset on source energy here so the darkness could leave. And I won't say more light came in, because that's not, for me, the proper way of stating that. I would say that the light that was there that was being held captive or used by the darkness, or like it was full of barnacles around it, the barnacles fell off. The light that was here now is stronger because of that, or more detectable. So that's how I would phrase that. Everybody seems to think that more stuff comes in. No, it's just released from the darkness off of what is here that's contaminated. And then you do, in the appearance, have more of something, but it was always here to begin with. And as you're doing the mind-to-heart drop more and more yourself, you notice that your eyes get brighter. So why do your eyes get brighter? Why do you feel calmer? It's not because you're bringing anything externally into you. You're just releasing stuff out of you and being on the now timeline, which will allow you to have the light that you already have, and it will start to show fully because you're not taken out on multiple timelines, eluding yourself. So I have, you know, that's the way I like to put that. The ones that were leaving because of the situations that they have been here and done, causing harm to people and the planet. So these were the humans with aliens inside of their body. So they had the suit on of a human, but they're actually aliens who were here causing all these problems. And they were escaping to go to, say, other planets or wherever they're going to from the vortexes. And like I mentioned, that's why you have those rings throughout the planet here that are very large. It kind of looks like a man's wedding ring in a sense, you know? I wish somebody could find one of those for me. I could not find one. They have one, I think, in Seattle. They have one in Paris. And these are not made out of rocks. They're metal-looking objects. And kind of like a Stargate, but they're circular and they're very large, maybe 200-300 foot in diameter. And maybe 90% of that ring is seen, and the other 10% will say is in the ground. But these are like portals to go to the Diondo. And that's where we found aliens leaving that had human bodies, and also through other types of say, portals, stargates, or whatever, that they can materialize or have underground. So remember, we have underground stuff and above ground, and then we have stuff that maybe is out in space. So that's what the time-traveling soldiers were after. And like I mentioned before, there is no galactic energies out there of so-and-so race or the Galactic Federation ships or anything else doing this work. It's strictly time-traveling soldiers that can be checked out and knowing what they are doing. So that's basically it. There's nothing else here helping except for time-traveling soldiers protecting this planet. And the other alien groups are not allowed to come in to do any work here. There's like a special grid now in place that's been being put in place for the last week or so, we'll say. And this grid is a defense grid, and it's keeping things away. So, and the time-traveling soldiers are using light to battle the aliens who want to come in, if they're coming in, you know, say non-friendlies, we'll just use that. If they are friendlies, then they have to go through a complete screening process and everything else. But as far as those entities, those races or whatever, doing anything at all to help the planet here to evolve, and you hear all these websites normally talking about stuff like that, the New Age is here. None of that stuff is coming into our planet, because the planet is going to, at some point here, turn into a planet of light, and the aliens will be out of here. There may be some overseers on the outside of the planet, maybe helping also to keep people out before they come into the defense grid. That could be possible. But as far as things like that, that won't be. I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow. It's still a work in process and in progress. If you wish to be a time-traveling soldier, if you haven't enlisted or you want to be re-enlisted, you need to come on one of my four conference calls next week to have that process done for you. The show last night and the date on it, if you're listening to an archive in the future from now, the date was May 6th, 2016. And I think the last maybe, 15 minutes of the program or something, we started bringing in different races on the planet here that have time-traveling soldiers, so people could actually feel what they felt like as they come into your room. If anybody out there was listening and you go, man, Ron, you know, I live in Iceland and you didn't bring those in, those soldiers, could you please do that? We'll do that tonight on the program, if you wish to have one. So normally it's the race that you belong to, your genetics. And most people want to go with their family members, you know, their launchmen, you know. They want to have, you know, if you're Russian, you're probably going to want to have Russians. If you're Greek, you probably want to be with the Greeks. And that's sort of the way most people pick the different groups. So you could get a sampling of last night of what they feel like. And if anybody wants to have some other ones come in that I didn't do last night, look at and see. So just send me information right now over to the CLS questions at Yahoo. Just give one particular race of what you are, unless you're, you know, maybe you're two, you know, or something like that, and I will bring those in. I don't want to have, you know, a laundry list of ones to bring in, just, you know, one or two that is in your family genetics. So you're going to resonate with that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Yes, if you missed last night's show, it's a really great show to re-listen to on the archives. And that's very nice, Ron, that you said we could do that, a little more of that tonight. Also, I want to talk more about today's call. And at one point, the time-traveling soldiers came in and assisted on the call today. So that was very interesting. Someone wrote in and said, there's a famous arch of the kind I think Ron is talking about in St. Louis. It's called the Gateway Arch. Have you ever seen a picture of that, Ron?
I'm gonna get on right now my computer and Google it here. So Gateway Arch, okay? Gateway. Okay, and I got it right now. We'll see what happens. That's it. So everybody, Google that. Gateway Arch, St. Louis. And that's what these things are. And these are all over the planet. Height, 630 feet. Construction started in 1963. So, interesting.
Yeah.
So it says Google that, and that's what it looks like. I think most of the countries have these arches someplace, okay? I think they have a sample of these, maybe looking a little better than this, actually, because it looked more round, you know, one that I saw. It happened to be on the Weather Channel, and they're showing it on TV, and behind it was the Eiffel Tower. But it was more of a rounded type of thing. So anyway, that's what these are for. These are ways to get out of here. You know, I don't know how you would connect to it, but the people that are in the know definitely know about it because they had it constructed here. So here we go. Oh, it says more images of Gateway Arch. Let's just see if they have other ones here. I just clicked on that. I'm just looking real fast here. I don't waste too much time on this. Oh, wow. Okay. Very interesting. That one with kind of a Capitol building looks like. Maybe that's the 1000wonders.net when I moused over it. Well, just look it up. That's it. So, let us continue on with the show here.
Okay. Also, Ron, last night, you you decorded us from our pets. I believe you actually, you decorded us, and then you said, I'll decord your pets courting you. So somebody wrote in, let me just find it here. Right. This person wrote in, after last night's clearing of our pets, I was amazed I could walk better and felt free. My dog did not jump into my bed last night. She stayed in the other room. She has trouble walking sometimes, and so did my last dog. So that was a great healing, Ron. Thanks.
Very, very good. We've got some soldiers here. I'll just start those here. Then we can talk about the call today, maybe, if we get some information from people. So I have Hungarian, so here we go. I'm going to bring in the traveling soldiers that are Hungarian. There will be six of them coming into your room, and you can sample their energy. So here we go. You're coming in now. I'll count to 10 to bring in the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And next we have the Irish. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe did Italian last night in Japanese. I think I did those last time.
I know you did do Japanese, Ron, but I wasn't sure about Italian.
Yeah,
but maybe.
I think I did Italian also, but if,
okay.
I'll do that just in case. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mongolian, I believe I did those. Siberian, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I know I did Swedish, but, you know, there's the Finnish people. So here we go. So Finns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I didn't do any Egyptian. I know that. So here we go. Egyptian time-traveling soldiers coming your way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Portuguese. Portuguese. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We have Eskimos here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Swiss, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have Dutch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And, boy, I'll do a couple more if a couple come through here.
Well, but, someone asked for German, Ron. I'm sure we did that last night. I don't know if you want to do it again or not.
We did that last night, too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what you want to do, oh, Cuban. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what you want to do is listen to the archive, and when I bring them in, stop it. And you can sit with that energy, you know, for, you know, five minutes, we'll say. It'll work on the archives three times, and that way you can actually feel the energies. I'm doing it real fast here, but if you are sensitive, you're going to feel yourself feeling one and feeling the other. But, you know, if you need to make it slower, then listen to the archive of the program. That's what I would suggest doing. So let's see here. I'll do one more. I'm trying to think what else I can do. I don't think we did Turkey. So here we go. Turkish people. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, yeah. Czechoslovakia. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we'll do Greece. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I may not have did the Americans. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And in the Armenian, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next is the Taiwanese people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. People from El Salvador. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's probably good for the program here, I think. We got quite a few. I'm sure we probably went through a few days, maybe 30 different countries. So I guess back to you.
Well, it feels wonderful when you do that, Ron. So thank you so much for doing it again. Okay, someone else wrote in. There is a large silver circle that is in Hart Plaza, Detroit, Michigan, that looks just like a Stargate. My dog and I have walked through it and thought it was rather strange. So maybe that's something else we could look up. Hart, H-A-R-T, Plaza.
Okay, I'll just do it right now. You can keep talking. I'll take a look at it here.
Okay. Well, we're still getting requests, but we're going to stop for now, right, Ron?
Yeah, otherwise it'd be the whole show with this.
We'll do
here.
All right. We'll do it another time. Okay, in the meantime, I'll read something that came in today about the call. Hello, Ron. Thank you for removing all that alien control from our bodies. During the call, I felt drained and tired. That lasted about an hour after you finished. Thank you for the extra 40 minutes you worked on us. Now I feel great, energized, and clear. I would appreciate another call that's more of the same. The sooner, the better. Thanks for all you do for us.
Yeah, it was quite something. When I started the call, I knew about this stuff, but the old saying, you don't know what you don't know. And once I started the call, the first couple of minutes, I sort of looked like a deer looking at its headlights, you know. I thought, oh, my God. You know, there's so much stuff that I saw. It was, and I still see it. So anyway, hopefully we got some of that out. Typically, you know, I don't know how much we need to go on it. Some people commented maybe they had felt like they had 10% release. Some people said maybe 40, I guess, or 50. You won't know more, you know, you'll know more probably within a week. So that's why I'm going to do the call in a couple of weeks here again. So it'll be the same Saturday, same time, you know. But, yeah, it was quite something to see all this stuff as they own our real estate. If we look like a city to them, that's how I'm looking at it. As if we were like a little small, there's that movie where the person got struck down to go inside of the body, and I forgot what it was called, but it's an older movie. That's kind of, you know, it just pictures up being a little nanobot, you know, going through your body. Boy, you got a lot of places to explore. So, you know, you're, that's how I was seeing that, plus all the connections and that dandelion energy that I saw connected out, you know, going into the body with all those little tentacles sticking out as that, as a stalk we'll see of the dandelion. You know, this is, you know, before it comes into seed there, before it leaves the stem. That's how it kind of looked, and there's millions of those on us. So it was like, wow. But anyway, kind of hard to remember back. It was like about 10 years ago for me. What I do remember on the call was when they were putting water, in a sense. It may have been something else besides water, but it looked like water, like hosing us off from the inside, getting rid of this debris and the poison and stuff. That was quite something. But you want to... talk about stuff, Ann, or anything come in?
Well, yeah, I do have, you know, quite a few notes from today's call, and I won't read it all, but I thought there was a couple of things you might want to talk more about. Interestingly, you mentioned it in the beginning that yesterday the Earth was a bit tilted, you found, and you straightened that out. You said we might have felt a little wonky yesterday and today because of that. Do you want to share anything else about that?
Yeah, today about 6 o'clock my time, Pacific time, woke up and felt a little, something wasn't right. And I saw like all these planets kind of around the Earth in a sense. Maybe their energy was there putting energy into the Earth, making it go sideways. So it was like tilted on its axis. So I straightened that up around 6 a.m. approximately this morning. I'll say give or take, you know, maybe a half an hour or something like that, but around that time. That felt much better. We'll see if you have any comments, because that was quite a thing. Maybe people felt when they woke up this morning that it wasn't right. They felt a little goofy or something, or maybe they kind of walked sideways or maybe tilted slightly because, you know, the magnetic force field would be off in your body, too. So I'd be interested in if anybody felt that way. And it should have got corrected, we'll just say, by 6:30, I think, my time, Pacific time. There's probably other stuff happening out there. Well, I know there's other stuff happening. I just can't really disclose it or even comment on it right now. But there's a lot going on. The time-traveling soldiers are fully 100% activated right now with what's happening out there. As, you know, like I said before, the Earth is like, right now we're free-for-all for aliens, and they're trying to come in to do invasions here because the old regimes are actually leaving, or forced to leave, or they are trying to leave, something like that. But, I'm not saying that the Earth is going to change instantly tomorrow because of these things leaving, but you may start to feel yourself freed up because the ones that are here very possibly are bringing in energies to harm you. So if they get out of here, then that connection that they're bringing in will be deactivated. So I'll just put it that way. Some people seem to take me too literally when I say something, and they think life is going to be great tomorrow, and it may not be, you know. But it will be improving. So just know that it's in process, and we're making great progress. So back to you.
Okay. Did you see that Heart Plaza, Ron? And
yeah, that looked pretty strange. It's like they have some kind of vortex on the top of it, a circle or something, beaming down stuff. So that looked different.
Interesting.
But it does look like it's something used to transport things. So back to you.
And somebody wrote in the Arc de Triomphe in Paris might be one, and then if that's the case, so would the arch at Washington Square Park in New York City, because it's a replica of it. Do you think those are the same kind of portals?
Okay, I'll type it in here. What's it called?
The Arc de Triomphe. Let's see if I can... it'd probably be easier to put in the arch at Washington Square Park.
Okay, I'll do that.
The listener sent it in. I'm sure it is spelled correctly, but...
Going on right now to look at it. No, that's not it.
Okay.
It could be used for that, but it's not it. This is an actual metal structure.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's good news for New York and Paris then.
Well, it still could be used that way, but the one I'm talking about is probably higher technology. It's newer.
Okay. Well, I'll keep going with some of the things that you shared that you saw on us or around us today, Ron.
Okay.
You said there was a cage around us that was about 3 feet out from our bodies. You also said there was a web around us, like the kind of web you might use in a garden. Then you said there was this green goo, like a poison that was coming out of us, and that we might have some coughing and congestion, and people said that they did. You also saw there were wires in our teeth and fillings and gums. And then you kind of mentioned this. You said it's as if we look like a parcel map with everything's divided, and the aliens have ID tags with numbers on our bodies. And each of them is held by different races of aliens, and the light beings are going to go after each race to clear that away from us. So is that, that sounds like quite a big part of what you did today, Ron. Is that still ongoing, or is that finished?
Let's see here. That's still ongoing for the people that's been on the call, yeah. As I look at that, I'd say they're probably about 40% done. So when you go to sleep tonight and you wake up tomorrow, your body should, I can't guarantee this, but I would say you should have relief, maybe more movement, more flexibility, as these territories that they have claimed are being released. So I guess another way of stating it, you know, your body was divided up into sectors, and could be millions of sectors, and each alien race had a controlling, they owned your real estate. They controlled your parcel, a little parcel piece. That's how they would enter into you to control you when they had probably their 10 minutes of time with you. And maybe there's probably more to it than that even, but that's what I was seeing. And so you may start to feel things leaving, or, you know, you may feel in better health as time goes on here, once those are released from you. So back to you.
Okay.
If you're listening to the program here and you go, what the heck is he talking about? Well, they get on the call that I'm having typically in 2 weeks. There's no samples that I do of this here. You have to have it, you have to be on the call to have this done for you. Remember, the light will not do anything for you unless you show up. And so that's why we're having these calls, to help people. So back to you.
Okay, you also saw that we have tubing or piping in us like a canal system, and it was attached to our meridians, chakras, and our nervous system. And then you mentioned this already, that around us were like, it looked like when a dandelion has dried out and all the little points, And you said, boy, I really see how the aliens get a lot of free energy from us.
Yes.
Because of that.
That's correct, yes. So we're like a we're walking pre-energy machine. Our spirit is keeping our body going. And the energy, they found a way to tap into us, okay? So, you know, it's like that's what they do. You know, you have these hitchhikers you don't know anything about following you, being with you. So back to you.
You also saw a master clock that organizes what happens to us and what happens, you know, what happens in our body.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And then you said, oh, I'm getting rid of nanobot technologies. And that was about the time you mentioned, oh, the time-traveling soldiers have come around us, and they're protecting us. And I think you said they were helping in some way.
Yeah, they were. They were battling the stuff inside of us.
Wow.
And so remember, you have to realize that if some group or something is inside of you, and knowing that it has to leave, it may ask for help or assistance or even want to confront what's going on, which means that they may try to bring in, some other forces from outside to help protect them. And so that's why we had a lot of battles going on.
Okay. At one point you said, oh, there's like a lot of water flowing out of everyone and from everywhere. So I imagine that was a really good release for us. Then you said a special team came in, and they were looking for tracking devices. Now,
yes,
how is that going? Are they still working with us?
Yeah, definitely still working. Looks like they have about maybe, probably about 80% more to go, 10-20% done.
Oh, wonderful. And then you said we had like a helmet-type thing on our head that you were trying to take off. And I guess, you know, that's it. I mean, I wrote down a lot of things you said, but I don't want to go on and on with every part of the body you cleared. You went through a lot of different parts of the body, and we just, you know. Oh, there were miniature gyroscopes spinning inside of us that sparkle, and they were being released, too. That's an interesting one.
Quite a call. So here we go. Remember, that call was definitely out of the box, you know. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody.
And Ron, excuse me, I forgot to remind people they can send in requests for rooms. We've gotten a couple, but if there's a particular room you'd like to visit at the light ship tonight, you can send that in to me through the fast chat or clsquestions@yahoo.com.
Yep, that's good. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. This only works live on the Saturday program. And if you're listening to an archive, then you need to show up live to go to the light ship to have some healing work done. So we're going to bring up our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, so whatever you're requesting there. If you need to do that, if not, it'll just be yourself. And then we're going up now. We're going to be out of time by located. And feel this wonderful peace energy. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And here we go. Going into the hot tub room first. And that's where we always go to have detox done. And next we're going to go into some of the requested rooms. There's normally 3 light beings that will take on this physical form for you. They have to look physical, be physical to work with you. So here we go. Going into the room with the deers, so you can have small deers or large deers, your choice here. There's 3 of them coming your way and request your healing. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we have room for dragons. So here comes the dragon room light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, elephants. Here we go. So stronger, stronger and stronger, and you need to request out loud your clearing. You can whisper it if you need to. If you think about it, it's not going to work. The light does not work with mind energy. But whatever you're thinking about, start over again. Because they don't work with darkness. All thought is darkness. Next distances of the pond, so room with waterfalls. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we can go into the lakes, if we wish, and oceans that will appear to us here. As we go into these areas, we're swimming. Here we go, swimming in the lakes and the ocean. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into a room with the rainbow waterfall. So here we go, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll now go to the food court for a birthday party. So here we go. We're going into that location. There are light beings that do eat there. And most of them probably are just using the energy plate, so they just breathe energy. But this is the food court, so we can see light beings eating. And we're going to go to the dessert counter, get maybe a birthday cake, a slice of cake, or whatever you're choosing to have. So I always like the hot fudge with the, the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge, the drizzle, and little sprinkle stuff on it, and the whipped cream, and the cherry, and nuts, and everything else. And you don't gain weight on it. It just tastes very good. It's a little morsel, size of a pencil eraser that's on the end of your pencil. Not real big. You can ask for seconds and thirds if you wish. So we're having whatever you're choosing right now. Could be a salad or something else, or soup, and we're having that. So the first portion here went into our mouth, and we now have it. If you want more, just request that. And the light beings are singing with all of us up there right now, happy birthday to the people who were born in this particular month of May. So here we go. Happy birthday, everybody. And we'll leave the light the place of the food court on the light ship. We'll be coming back down right now. So, and if you need to get seconds and thirds, do so. If you're out of time. So our in time here that we are in right now, we're coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five, and we're with our animal, pets, flower, tea garden, plant. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Wow, that was a lovely trip to the light ship, Ron. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone who sent those rooms in. Okay, tomorrow, Ron, if we could move on, tomorrow's Mother's Day, and someone is asking about some clearings around that. So, of course, it hasn't happened yet. It's in the future. But maybe there is, I don't know, some kind of emotion for us around Mother's Day that you could clear?
Boy. Kind of look at that. I could do something, but why do you want to, my question would be, why do you want to go into the future, number one, and why do you want to be on that timeline? So I'm looking at Mother's Day for older people whose mothers are no longer here. So why do you want to go back and revisit the past with emotions that may make you feel sad, which is why you want to have a clearing? So I would strongly recommend doing the deceased loved one's clearing for the emotions. So that's what I would say to do. Go in there and do that for your mother. If you had a problem with being a mother, then find out what clearing you need to do to release it. So I'm choosing not to go into the future with a timeline that is not created yet. So I'm not going to create that for you. So I will not go into the future to do that clearing. So back to you.
Good. And if, you know, if you just don't care or didn't know and don't even notice it, then you're probably not on any timelines around it, right, Ron, if you're just neutral?
That's correct. So if you have an issue there, then find out what the issue is and clear it out of yourself. But it would be internally connected to you.
Got it.
It would be in the present moment.
Got it.
So there's no reason to bring in a timeline that would be created by you in the future, because you're not in the present moment. And so if you're going to be on the timeline of, you say, your mother dying, for instance, maybe she passed away 5 years ago, and now it's Mother's Day, and you feel grief and everything else, you're getting the grief from everybody who had a mother that passed away on that timeline. So you could be dealing with billions of people. And it's not only in this lifetime, it's out, up throughout history. Why do you want to connect to that timeline? I wonder why you're probably feeling upset and sad, because it's everybody else's issue. Get off of that timeline. Clean it out of you. Do timeline crashes on it. So back to you. But this is the only way I can really help you. Otherwise, it's like a Band-Aid doing a clearing because you feel sad or something. You know, why fix yourself up with other people's energies, which is what you're doing? Then you have energetic cordings. Get out of those timelines. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone wrote in about the Earth being tilted. They said, yes, this morning around 9:30 to 10 on the East Coast, I was grocery shopping and had this weird dizzy feeling and felt unbalanced. So that explains it.
Yep.
And that would be about the right time. Okay, someone is wondering about the arches. Are the McDonald's arches some kind of portals?
No comment.
Okay. And someone else said Iraq is a Stargate portal where Anunnaki were created. I don't know. Is that true? Or
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I'll that one either. The only comment is what I first had experience on. So I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, say something that isn't
right.
Correct.
Right. And someone else was wondering, could the roller coaster that loops around be portals? Because there's so much energy in amusement parks and the thrills and the speed and all that. Could those be portals?
That would make sense to me, yes. Using people's energies to do that and the physical energy of the things traveling. Yeah, very
mm-hmm.
possible. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would be correct. Think of the thing, what's that, underground device. I can't get the name of it. Surge or something. Where they spin something really quick to split the atom.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, but anyway, that's very possibly. So yeah, that's a very good observation.
Okay. And a listener who's, you know, helpful and has done a lot of healing said, for after today's conference, if you have to go around people, it would be a good idea to have the auric field protection running and also the harmonic frequency clearing, which reminds me that someone asked the question, Ron, is the harmonic frequency clearing one that you can use multiple times or, you know, indefinitely? It does not have the option to buy it for whole life, like to add the $50 like many clearings do. But can you keep using it over and over again?
I would say yes. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay. I think it's, you know, I think maybe it is a little confusing because it's not there, but then it sort of sounds like it's one-time use only, but you can keep using it. So that's great news. Thank you. And, I had a thought, Ron. You did clear us just last night of quite a few planet energies, and since it's Saturday and that day is ruled by Saturn, and I understand also by Mars when you get into the evening hours, and I was wondering if you could disconnect us from those two planets.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I was just thinking, you mentioned McDonald's, so one of my experiences long time ago, I would say in the maybe middle 70s, I'm thinking, I happened to go there, and at that time, I think they just, you know, got those electronic cash registers, you know, which would tell you what the change was. So I was getting something there, and I haven't been there for a long time back then, you know. But anyway, the power went out or their system crashed, and the young kids behind the counter could not give change. They didn't know how to give change. And that's in the 70s. Just think what people are, you know, where they are now if they lost something, you know. They just couldn't give change. I was like, I had to tell them how to give change. I said, you don't know how to give change? Said, no, it doesn't work. You know, I go, oh, man, what's happening to society? You know, they don't even know how to give change back. So anyway, that's one of my things that I can kind of remember a long, long time ago. So back to you.
Okay, great. Okay, someone was saying, and I want to check if I'm correct here, that they really liked when we had on the website an emergency healing. So if you had some kind of incident or accident or something, you would put that on. But didn't the emergency healing evolve to be here now clearing, and that's what you should do if you have some kind of an emergency, is put the be here now on?
Well, yeah, that could help. I'll have to look into the emergency one. It's been years ago since I can remember that. I'll check it out to see what's what if I want to try to find it on the website and activate it. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe someone else can, they could remember also. But I thought, you know, it's what it was, emergency healing, and then you just called it the Be Here Now. But we'll see what other people come up with. So they were also asking about the bites and stings clearing, and can they use that for other things like bruises, first of all, but also other types of bites, like if you got a bite from a human, for instance.
Boy, run, don't walk, huh? Let's see here. Yeah, I guess so. I was looking more like for insects biting you. I think I put that clearing up in the summertime where people were having mosquitoes bite them and stuff, or maybe ticks. But who would get bit by a person? I don't know, you know. If you're with a vampire or something, or maybe a baby bite.
Yeah, I think little kids, you know, can do that.
Yeah, it's not really designed for that. And I say if you're with a vampire, you know, you might want to leave. Back to you.
Okay, someone wrote in on the show before our show tonight on BBS. The person said there's a new moon, and that it was the third supermoon in a row, and it would tilt the templates of the Earth. Do you think that's what caused what you were talking about, Ron?
Possibly. I would say that could be correct. All that is corrected now. So the Earth is not tilting. If they attempt to do it again, it will not be moving. So it's going to hold resolution. So it's not going to shift.
Okay. So someone else just wrote in, they thought the special healing was the one you created to take care of emergencies.
Yes. That one will definitely work for that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And, you know, that reminds me, Ron, we need to get back onto something actually very important that we were going to talk about last night. You mentioned on Wednesday that you wanted us to be able to bring all of the wonderful light energy back into us from the New Earth transport clearings so that we could be more empowered now in these bodies in the here and now. So what the suggestions that have come in are two, and it's the special healing that could be done on, and also the light infusion healing chamber clearing.
Yes.
And so thank you. That's, you know, you're essentially giving us another wonderful healing. So thank you for that. I mean, another way to use the healings. And I was wondering if you want to tell us some wording that would be effective to write in that. I guess we'd write it in either the incident box or after our names. You tell us which would be the best thing to do.
Either one would work. And you want to bring all of those clearings in at one time. Remember, what you have in the Earth transport clearing, the energy there, we'll just call it your little hole, safety deposit box, or whatever that's there with you. That is all of you that you have cleaned out, and it's there in 100% perfection. That will be your body parts. May not be the whole you, but the body parts of you that you've worked with where you had to get cleaned out of. And when you do a clearing, you don't know what part of you is corrupted. So whatever is fixed during that process is there, along with your spirit energy. So by bringing all that forward, it's kind of like a jump start. You know, you're going to be getting all this light that you already cleared off put back onto you again, and it may cause some wonderful healings. So back to you.
Okay. Do you have any ideas about what would be, you know, good wording for that, Ron? And I'll write it down, and then we can...
All you want to do is just bring whatever the totality of what's in there, whatever word you want to use there. Just keep it very simple, and you want to bring all of that energy to you in the now, and then have it integrated with your body. And you also want your body to accept this energy.
Okay. I'm writing it down into the body and command your body to accept.
Yes.
All this energy. Accept. Okay. And there was one other thing I wanted to ask you. Okay, that's really great. Thank you, Ron. And do we have to say anything? Do we have to put in there and also leave it in the New Earth Transport? In other words, it won't be taken away from there.
No, it won't be. It'll still go back in there.
So it's like the energy's bilocated, sort of.
Yeah, you'd probably want to do this in the evening when you're sleeping. That's what I would do myself if I were to do that clearing. I wouldn't do it in the daytime when you're busy. Just do it at night when your body's resting.
Okay, well, this is very exciting. Thank you for that. And, of course, we would love to hear from anyone who does that and let us know how it feels and, you know, what changes for you. And I intend to do that so I can put my two cents in. All right, someone else sent in a picture, the Ring of Life in China. Ooh, that's a big metal circle.
I'll check that out, Ring of Life, huh?
Yeah, it comes up on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Made from 3,000 tons of steel, cost $16 million. Let's see, when was it built? It's in Fushan, China.
That's what I'm talking about. There's other ones like that. Yeah, that's it.
And this was just built in... Oh, well, let's see. It was designed. It was completed in 2013.
Yeah, interesting. It's 515 is the height, 515 feet high. So if you do some research, you have a couple of hours to look for these things. You might just check to see what the numbers are attached to the height of these. That might mean something. I don't know if the date... just switching it over a little bit. If 5/15 of this year, May 15th would mean anything, you know, because that would kind of connect to that ring of life with that, with those numbers. Okay, so remember, things are kind of connected that way. So anyway, but as you look at other ones, if you happen to find some, just kind of check the height of them. The height would mean something. What it means, I don't know, but it would have some type of significance. So our show is looks like winding down here. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind to heart drop. Oh, and we're doing enlistments next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I have four conference calls at 5:30 Pacific time. We'll be doing the enlistment for the time-traveling soldiers. So here we go, mind to heart drop. and need to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, dropping down, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we go, everybody. Your heart centered now. Should have no thoughts whatsoever. And you're at peace. So blessings, everybody. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners, for listening. And we'll see you later.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, everyone.